Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room, and for those that are listening on the phone, welcome and Sabbath blessing. For all the dear souls that will be listening to the recording on a later date, Sabbath blessing to you all. We will begin with our opening song. It's taken from the book of Psalms 24, verses 2 to 4, and the title is, Who Shall Ascend into the Hills of the Lord? Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart may ascend to the hills, may ascend to the hills, may ascend to the hill of the Lord. Cleanse my hands and my heart, O Lord. Come and purify me with your love. Fill my life with your righteousness, that I may ascend to the hills. Holy, 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 my Lord, my God. Amen. We will have opening prayer. If any one of the dear family, mommies or daddy, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Abba, I thank you for my spirit to have this blessed day. I thank you for my spirit to work myself this morning to have more blessed. I pray you be able to help us to learn from today's study and that we will be able to keep the study in our hearts and our minds. And I pray that you be able to give us trial and mercies wherever we may have to go. Let us be able to understand Michael and Mama and be aware of what is happening. Let us be able to trust others and just be careful of who to trust and who we can't. And I pray either you may offer give us all our sins and make them in Christ our spirit. This is my friend, Jesus Christ, one. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening verse is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 7 from the King James Version, and it reads, He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson, We Have Found the Messiah in our study. If any one of the dear family would like to continue reading the verses, bubble up.
Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:30. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Amen.
John 1:31. And I knew him not, but that he should become manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptized with water.
John 1:32, and John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and is upon him. Amen.
John 1:32, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending, remain on him. The same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost.
John 1:34, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. John 1:47. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God.
John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in. We will continue in our book, Desired Ages, chapter 14, and we'll be discussing today pages 136 to 139. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, Babula.
Desire of Ages, page 136. The prophet's mind was directed to the words of Isaiah. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, Isaiah 53:7. During the weeks that followed, John, with new interest, studied the prophecies and the teaching of the sacrificial service. He did not distinguish clearly the two phases of Christ's work, as a suffering sacrifice and a conquering king, but he saw that his coming had a deeper significance than priests or people had discerned.
Desire of Ages, page 136. When he beheld Jesus among the throng on his return from the desert, he confidently looked for him to give the people some sign of his true character. Almost impatiently, he waited to hear the Savior declare his mission, but no word was spoken, no sign given. Jesus did not respond to the Baptist's announcement of him, but mingled with the disciples of John, giving no outward evidence of his special work, and taking no measures to bring himself to notice.
Amen. Great job. Question, boys and girls, what did John not distinguish clearly of Christ's work, and what did he later see of his coming to be? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, Babola?
The answer is the two phases of Christ's work as a suffering sacrifice and as the conquering king. He saw that his coming had a deeper significance of his true character that priests or people had discerned.
Desire of Ages, page 137. The next day John seeth Jesus coming, with the light of the glory of God resting upon him, the prophet stretches out his hands, declaring, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. John chapter 1, verse 29 through 34, margin, taken from Desire of Ages, page 137, paragraph 1. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 137. Was this the Christ? We, with awe and wonder, the people looked upon the one just declared to be the Son of God. They had been deeply moved by the words of John. He had spoken to them in the name of God. They had listened to him days after days as he reproved his enemies and daily the conviction that he was and strength. Who was the one greater than John the Baptist? In this dress and bearing, there was nothing that betokened rank. And he was apparently a simple personage. Clad like himself in the humble garment of the poor. Desire of Ages, page 137, paragraph 2. There was in the some who at Christ Baptist had held the divine glory and had heard the voice of God. But since that time, the Savior appearance had greatly changed at his baptism. They had seen his countenance transfigured in the light of heaven. Now plain, worn, and emaciated, he had been recognized wholly by the prophet John. Desire of Ages, page 137, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 137. But as the people looked upon him, they saw a face where divine compassion was blended with conscious power. Every glance of the eye, every feature of the countenance was marked with humility and expressive of unutterable love. He seemed to be surrounded by an atmosphere of spiritual influence. While his manners were gentle and unassuming, he impressed men with a sense of power that was hidden, yet could not be wholly concealed. Was this the one for whom Israel had so long waited?
Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What did the people see as they look upon Jesus, and what feature was upon his countenance? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is, they saw a face where divine compassion was blended with punch power. Every glance of the eye, every feature of the countenance was marked with humility and expressive of unutterable love. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 138. Jesus came in poverty and in humiliation, that he might be our example as well as our Redeemer. Amen. If he had appeared with kingly pomp, how could he have taught humility? How could he have presented such cutting truths as in the Sermon on the Mount? Where would have been the hope of the lowly in life had Jesus come to dwell as a king among men? Desire of Ages, page 138, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages, page 138. To the multitude, however, it seemed impossible that the one designated by John should be associated with their lofty anticipations. Thus many were disappointed and greatly perplexed. The words which the priests and rabbis so much desired to hear, that Jesus would now restore the kingdom to Israel, had not been spoken. For such a king they had been waiting and watching, such a king they were ready to receive.
Desire of Ages, page 138. But one who sought to establish in their hearts a kingdom of righteousness and peace, they would not accept. Desire of Ages, page 138, paragraph 3. On the following day, while two disciples were standing near John again saw Jesus among the people. Again the face of the prophet was lighted up with glory from the unseen, as he cried, "Behold the Lamb of God!" The words thrilled the hearts of the disciples. They did not fully understand them. What meant the name that John had given him, the Lamb of God? John himself had not explained it. Leaving John, they went to seek Jesus. One of the two was Andrew, the brother of Simon. The other was John the Evangelist. These were Christ's first disciples. Moved by the irresistible impulse, they followed Jesus, anxious to speak with him, yet awed and silent, lost in the overwhelming significance of the thought, "Is this the Messiah?" Desire of Ages, page 138, paragraph 5. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What words did the priests and rabbis so much desire to hear Jesus say? And what kind of kingdom did Jesus came to establish instead? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That Jesus will now restore the kingdom to Israel had not been spoken, and they would not accept in their hearts a kingdom of righteousness and peace. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 138. Jesus knew that the disciples were following him. They were the first fruits of his ministry, and there was a joy in the hearts of the divine teacher as these souls responded to his grace. Yet turning, he asked only, "What seek ye?" He would leave them free to turn back or to speak of their desire. Of one purpose only were they conscious. One presence filled their thought. They exclaimed, "Rabbi, where dwellest thou?"
Desire Bears, page 138 to 139. In a brief interview by the wayside, they could not receive that for which they longed, the desire to be alone with Jesus, to sit at his feet and hear his words. He saith unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day. If John and Andrew had possessed the unbelieving spirit of the priests and rulers, they would not have been found as learners at the feet of Jesus.
Desire of Ages, page 139. They would have come to him as critics to judge his words, make us close the door to the most precious opportunities. But not so did these first disciples. They had responded to the Holy Spirit called in the preaching of John the Baptist. They recognized the voice of the heavenly teacher. To them, the words of Jesus were full of freshness and truth and beauty. A divine illumination was shed upon the teaching of the Old Testament scriptures. The many sides themes of truth stood out of the new light. Desire of Ages, page 139, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 139. It is contrition and faith and love that enable the soul to receive wisdom from heaven. Faith working by love is the key of knowledge, and everyone that loveth knoweth God. 1 John 4:7. Disciple John was a man of earnest and deep affection, ardent yet contemplative. He had begun to discern the glory of Christ, not the worldly pomp and power for which he had been taught to hope, but the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord indeed. Question, boys and girls. By what working is the key of knowledge, and who is it that knoweth God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up, little ones.
The answer is faith working by love and everyone that loveth.
Amen. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. If anyone of the dear family is acquainted with the scripture song, I will release the mic, and if it's not, then I will be able to sing it for you. Okay, I will share the song with everybody in the room, and it's taken from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8 from the King James Version. Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. I know it, God. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John verse 4, 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another. For he that loveth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4, 7, and 8. Amen. We are still reading from Desire of Ages. We are in page 139. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 139. He was absorbed in contemplation of the wondrous theme. Andrew sought to impart the joy that filled his heart. Going in search of his brother Simon, he cried, "We have found the Messiah." Simon waited for no second bidding. He also had heard the preaching of John the Baptist, and he hastened to the Savior. The eye of Christ rested upon him, regarding his character and his life story. History.
Desire of Ages, page 139. His impulsive nature, his loving sympathetic heart, his ambition and self-confidence, his just Paul, his repentance, his daughter's death, the Savior read it, Paul, and he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone." Desire of Ages, page 139, paragraph 5. The following Jesus would go forth in Galilee and find the land, and then sit on him. I will look at the land, say, so became a work of Christ.
For the sake of those that could not hear the reading, the last paragraph was, the day following Jesus will go forth into Galilee and find it Philip, and said unto him, follow me. Philip obeyed the command, and straightway he also became a worker for Christ. Question, boys and girls. What did Andrew do with the joy that filled his heart after finding the Messiah? And what did Philip do after Jesus said unto him, follow me? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, popola.
He went in search of his brother Simon, and he obeyed the command, and straightway he also became a worker for Christ. Amen.
So let us learn a beautiful song together, dear ones, concerning the following of Jesus. The title of this song is called, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. If anyone of the dear family knows this song, can you be able to share it in the room? Babola.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back.
Desire of Ages, page 139. Philip called Nathanael. The latter had been among the throng when the Baptist pointed to Jesus as the Lamb of God. As Nathanael looked upon Jesus, he was disappointed. Could this man who bore the marks of toil and poverty be the Messiah? Yet Nathanael could not decide to reject Jesus, for the message of John had brought conviction to his heart. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the end of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And children, remember that as you share the Word of God with everybody that comes in contact with you, pray that the Lord will give you a spirit that will actually touch the heart of the individual, that he may want to search for Jesus and know more of him. We will continue with part 3 of our lesson, We Have Found the Messiah, in our study book. If any one of the dear family, little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer.
Oh, sorry. I think the first year has blessed the day. I think the last year to finish this study and hope that we learn from it. I pray be able to give us this wisdom and understanding and help be able to tell others and even teach them how to do the same. Forgive us all for our sins and our negative and our past. I pray that you can bless you all to be grateful for the things you do and what you have given us. Let us be able to be useful in all our ways to you and be unselfish, noble in our characters. This Black Parenting Festival.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, that will be Sabbath June 7, 2014, we will be still in chapter 14. We have found the Messiah, but this will be part 3. I hope and pray that all the little ones have enjoyed the Sabbath lesson, and mommies and daddy may sit and explain some of the lessons that we have just learned so it could be applied in their precious life. We hope and pray that those on the phone was blessed as well, and those that will be listening to the recording on a later date. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. God bless.